Hey, hey. Get yourself away from here, man. What is wrong with you? Don't you put your stubby damn hand over here. No, you did not. Don't show yourself back. You could have got back. I don't know what's wrong with you, stupid people. You got back now. Y'all going to got back now. Oh, no, I don't like that. Who do you think he's talking to? I'm talking to you, sucker. Joker. Darn Joker, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. You ain't talking to me. Joker, I'm talking to you. I tell you what. You know what? Cut yourself. You want it? What you want to do? Cut yourself back. What you want to do? Man, why you be doing it all the time, man? Why you always hollering and saying that and going on? You got yourself back. Don't tell me why I be doing something. Ain't y'all ready to play? I tell you what, man. Any of y'all gonna play this game with me, and y'all ain't gonna be criticizing me. I'm telling you, y'all don't got that. Y'all don't got that. Y'all ain't gonna be criticizing me, man. I ain't playing that, Jack. Man, Mr. Gotcha, man. Chill out, man. You know what? Don't you tell you know don't you tell me nothing. You know what? I'm gonna go get my nephew. You know what? You ain't you what? 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 What?
Nothing gotcha, man. Why you all in my face, man? Why you all in my face, man? Why you all in my face?
You know what? Y'all better got back. Sit down. Got yourself down. Got down. Y'all better sit down right now. Is y'all ready? Let's go. I got the chips ready right here. They ready right here. Let's get this thing rolling. Who got my darn dice, man? When of y'all suckers should try to take my dice home last night? When of y'all trying to take my dice home? You know what? My nephew told me y'all trying to take my, one of y'all taking my dice. Where my damn dice at, man? Man, gotcha, man. Look, man, I ain't got your dice, man. You know what, man? Somebody got my damn dice. Somebody better give me my dice. You better call them up right now. I ain't playing this. Hey, man, I seen you was the last one with the dice. You know what? My damn dice. Give them here now. Give me my dice right now.
Okay, I thought it was somebody else's stuff.
You know what? Get yourself back. You know what? Security, get him. You got out of here. Got your ass out of here. Got out of here now.
Irv, gotcha, man. Why you acting like that, man? Just calm down, man. Ain't this some good music, man, you listening to? Why you sawing that? Why you flipping out, man? Why you flipping out, man? I mean, I thought your brother Mr. Snap be doing a lot of flipping, man. Why you flipping out?
Get yourself away from me. And you, get yourself away from me, you. Yourself away. You don't tell me how to run. Don't tell me how to run. Don't tell me how to run this. Run the table. Now I'm running casino tables this doggone night. Who don't like it? Yourself back.
Man, good gracious, man. You be spitting on people, man.
You know what? Don't you tell me. I'm gonna tell you what. My nephew told me to come here and run this tonight. You keep on playing, I'm gonna go get my nephew.
Oh no, y'all want him to go get y'all don't want him to go get Keno. Y'all want him to go get Keno, man. Y'all want him to go get him. Aw, oh, man, I am.
Joseph, you a disgusting Negro too. Just belching right there in my face. Oh, I should have knocked you silly. Bet you, I tell you what, you do something else like that, I take my taser and stick it in your mouth and electrocute you, and then you the next time when you get ready to belt, you will take the next time before you belch in front of somebody else's face. You won't belch in nobody else's face. The next thing you'll do, you'll be thinking about that electricity you tasting, you stupid fuck. So is everyone ready? Everybody ready? Okay, everybody ready. All right.
Yeah, man, I want to bet, I want to bet Mouth.
You know what, cut yourself. You don't want to be at my table. You know what? Security, get him out of here. Man, I didn't do nothing. No, I see you just snort something right here and think you will drop him back, so you won't be in here. You know what? Cut yourself out of it. Security, go get him.
Oh no. Hey man, who is that, man? I don't know, man. Hey, keep playing, man. Come on, man. Hey, yo, how much y'all bet, hey, man? How much y'all bet, hey, man? Yeah, man. Hey, how much y'all bet, hey, man? You know what, man? You know what? Y'all better pay attention over here. Don't pay attention to no ladies in this place. I'm running the table tonight. Y'all ain't gonna pay attention. I'm taking y'all stuff away from here now. I'm telling you right now. Oh, that's nasty. Hey, yo, man, you, hey, I'm gonna do a bet. Fellas, how much y'all gonna bet? Yeah, I want to bet, 200 on table, on 9 right there. What you want to bet? I want to bet 300 on 10. And then what you want to bet? I want to bet about $50.
You know what, man? You bet the lowest thing. Count yourself. You got to put up something more than that.
Man, that's all I got right there. I ain't got nothing else.
You know what? Somebody better put some more chips to that, because I'm not going to let nobody play this game like that. You know what? Fucking Harry, you need to sit down. Count yourself. No, you didn't.
You know what? I told Bridget I didn't want to come here if you was going to be running this game tonight, Mr. Gotcha. I told Bridget that I didn't want to come here if you was going to be here. I done took my shoes off, my feet resting in here right now. My shoes is off and I smell something. That means that I'm feeling lucky when my feet start smelling. I'm going to tell you something right now, Mr. Gotcha. You better not be here. Look, man, you don't tell me. You know I'm going to go get my nephew, man. We'll get my nephew here. Well, what y'all want to do? Man, I just want to bet and play the game, man. Why y'all, man, come on, man. Why y'all playing the game, man? Y'all been playing this game, man. Man, look, y'all ready? Hey, y'all better come on. I'm ready. Somebody better roll the dice, because I'm getting fed up. I'm getting bothered right now. Y'all better get it going. All right, shake the dice.
I won that jack. I won that right there, man. I won that right there, Jack.
Yeah. Man, you ain't gotta be bumping and bragging in my face right there.
I'm gonna put a bag in your face, man. I just wanted that.
All right. So what you want?
You can't put that money down on the table tonight, man.
And I told you that's all I got.
You know what? You better be glad my name is Mr. Gotcha. If I'm not even Mr. Gotcha, I'm going to tell you right now, you would not be in this tape. wish you luck. I'm gonna wish you luck. You go next. You get the dice up. You get the dice now, man. Who's doing?
Hello?
Yeah, man. Man, you ain't gotta be snapping at me like that, neither, man. I don't like when you people snap at me. You know, you better throw them through them dice, man. I'm about to get, I'm gonna go.
Hey, look, I gotta pay my, hey, look, man, hey,
man. I got to pay my insurance, man. I need some money, man. I came in with $100. You know what I mean? I just won $2,000, man. That annoying woman was in here, her name was Quisha, man. And I'm... Hey, man, you mix the names up, man. You better stop that. You better stop it. You mixed up next with LaQuanda. Man, you stuttering and stuff, man. You don't know how to say that name. Man, you know what, man? That just made me nervous, man. When I get around a lot of loud people, man, I get nervous. Man, but look, man, look, you're good, man. I think that's the 12 you got. What? It's a 12. Okay. Yeah, it is, man. It's a 12. You got a 12 back there. Oh, dude, man, I got a slam. Oh, dude. Yeah, sir, you just won $30,000, man. Oh, shoot, man, I won $30,000. Oh, no, man. And somebody said it was $1,000, man. I guess he must not have had a lot of money when he first came in. Man, I gotta find me somebody next. What you talking about? Man, somebody in here making a lot of money on tables tonight, man. Nah, man, you ain't gonna do what I think you gonna do. What you talking about? Am I gonna do man, you drunk, man. You talking about you wanna do something? Man, you just fell there. Hey, don't worry about that. I'm fine. Put fingers in my face. I'll tell you how many I see. Put them in front of my face. How many fingers do you see there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I see 10 of them. I see them all right there. So what are you going to do? Well, that time I got stuck in that taser, and I hit that dude with that wall, we hit the wrong dude with the ball gun. Can't get Chuck in here. Oh, yeah. Where you going, man? Where you going? Where you getting ready to go? I told you that's it, Chuck Henry. Man, but hold on, man. Look, last time you was here, man, you did something, and we got in trouble, man. What are you going to do this time? You know, everybody always think I'm going to do something when I say I'm just going to go somewhere. Why I always got to be getting ready to do something? I ain't gonna do nothing to nobody. All I wanna do is go there and I'm gonna ask Chuck Henry a question. Man, I don't trust you, man, cause I seen that dude riding out a few minutes ago talking about somebody do something, he's gonna beat him across the head and smash their head in a big gigantic cake right there that's on the table if they start acting crazy. Like, man, I don't think you better do it tonight. You don't tell me what I can do. I'm not gonna do anything. If anything, I go over there and I'll go start. I'm gonna find somebody's table to go to and get. Even if they don't reach your area, somebody gonna get got tonight. And so, man, you knew you was gonna do it. I didn't think you was gonna do, man. I knew you was gonna do that. I sure am. I'm getting ready to go find somebody else again. Man, why are you gonna try to go mess with somebody else, man? Didn't you get enough for what you had to do with that brother girl, man? I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn about it. What you gonna get rid about? Oh, I was just thinking one of my songs. I made a song. I sang the blues. I sang the blues. You want to hear me say, I don't give a red about night. 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 But that's a weird, weird song, but, whatever works for you, sir. Whatever works for you. Whatever works for you, sir. Yeah, I don't give a rant about that. I don't give a rant about that. I don't give a rant about that. Alright, so you ready?
Yeah, I am. I'm ready right now. I'm ready to
So how much you gonna bet? I told you I wanna put $50,000 on we're gonna do it, sir. We're gonna take them up, take the lights up, and everything good, everything right. So, Mr. Jack, how's things been going? I haven't seen you in a while. Come to you. Well, you know, I just made this $100,000 promotion I got, and I got a work promotion, and I decided I'll come in here and play me a little bit of, see if I can get me a little bit of chips on the in the casino tonight. All right, well, I'm gonna leave you to it. All right. Thanks, winner. Yes. I won $100,000. I won 50,000 more. Oh yeah. Getting ready to. I'm gonna go and get everybody here. Get ready about that. Okay. Get ready about that. Yeah, and I can't sit there. You love the casting. You get ready to go casting right now. You get ready to go to the door, knock on the door, okay? You have a nice night, sir. Enjoy the rest of your stay out here. It's a nice, wonderful city. And enjoy the hotel and the casino. I'm gonna get rid of that.
I got your chips. I'm sorry. They're sorry. They're your chips right there. They're your chips right there. They're your chips. I'm sorry.
Phyllis, see who it is right there at the door. They're knocking at this time right now. I don't like being disturbed when I'm in here counting money, Phyllis. Who is the door? Yes, can we help you? Yes, I like to cash any chips right here.
I want 50,000 more chips. Put 50,000 in.
Okay, all right, we're doing. Yeah, how you doing? I am Casino, Club owner. This was a smooth night. The night was smooth.
Yeah, everything was smooth except, fella had bumped in. He apologized and gave me back the chips.
Oh, wait a minute. What fell off into you? What fell off into you?
He bumped into me. I think he was mumbling something, and he don't give a rear on that.
Oh yeah, boss. I seen him earlier. He was singing his song. He
He made a song. He said he made a song. What? That's a stupid. I tell you what, that's a stupid sounding darn song. I tell you that. I tell you what right now. If I wouldn't know my shit working right now, I'm gonna get my daughter Pat and whoever made a song like that. They deserve to get hit across their head with my daughter Pat. I tell you that. I tell you what. They deserve to get hit across their head with my daughter Pat. I'm telling you that. Made a phone call. They don't give a rip about nothing. What? You know what? You don't want to say that. Come and turn the camera on. Yeah, because I'm about to leave. I gotta leave because I have a business meeting in the morning. And I got a flight to be on in the morning, so I'm gonna go on the leave. All right, well, come back and visit again. Remember, it ain't a casino if it ain't Casino Keno. The night went too smooth. It was too quiet. I don't trust what happened. So, let's go ahead and turn on this camera. And you know what? It's time for me to take my glaucoma medicine and show you. I thought of that. I thought of that. Got some people writing on it. I believe everybody is what I did. I decided to write through the name on my bed, on my daughter's bed every time. They clear out. I hear tell you what, fellas. Let me tell you right now. I wish I could have found somebody to put their head in that cake and beat their head with my daughter back. Because I'm telling you, I don't want that cake to sit there and go to bed. Because this is a celebration tonight, and I want to throw somebody's face in that cake and beat him with my daughter back. I thought somebody was going to act up tonight, but they didn't. But you know, I don't know. I ain't going to say that. I ain't going to put that past that. I want y'all to bring up, pull up the camera. I want to see if anything went out of hand tonight. Because I tell you what, I got my daughter bed and I got that cake over there at that table right there, and I'm waiting. I'm waiting to see if anybody show out. I need some action tonight. I need some darn action. Harry Carlton. I know I flipped out a few minutes ago, but I'm telling you something. I ain't got no action yet. But I see that all them women just came in here. All them women came in here. What time? I had to get my daughter Fat out and talk to them. They were all drunk and unruly. You know what? I wanted them to go to the casino table. And you know what? Mr. Gossi said they got over there and they just got to. I said, well, I thought I'd use my daughter Fat. And I ain't gonna hit the woman with no bag now. But I tell you what. Hey, I tell you, when I calmed it down, when I put my door back up,
Oh, no, he didn't. He went on the floor. He did not go on my gambling table floor. Oh, no, he didn't. You know what? And let me look at him. Oh, he's the one that knocked this guy down. This doctor, the same doctor.
say, let's get it down with that bubble gum. I'm going to get my daughter back. I'm about to get you back. Off that casino table, watch me. And I'm going to make her back. Yeah, I'm going to throw in that damn thing. I'm going to get her back. 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 You know what? I'm going to fucking it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to get her back now. I'm gonna get red.
Are you gonna play this game or are you gonna stay sitting there and read a word? I'm saying my song. I don't get red by night. Man, sir, that is a very annoying song. Why are you singing that? I told you that's my song. I don't get red by night.
Are you ready to put to the test?
Yeah. I want to bet 300 dollars on that. That's what I want to do. That's what I'm about.
Are you ready to take the dice?
Yeah, I'm ready. You gave me a chance. I'm getting ready to take the dice right now. I'm going to take the dice right now.
with a helpful hardware.
Excuse me, sir, do you have a...
Ace is a place that knows this guy doesn't want to be in our ad.
What can I help you find?
Looking for hinges.
Oh, come this way.
We help him anyway.
What's it like to be in good hands? Like finding new ways to be taken care of.
Home, car, life insurance, obviously.
But with added touches you can't get everywhere else, like claim-free rewards.
Or safe driving bonus checks.
Oh, yes. Even a claim satisfaction guarantee. In means protection plus unique extras. Only from an expert Allstate agent.
It's good to be in good hands.
Welcome to H Blessed Sundays, man. We're just going to talk. We can talk a little bit right now, you know what I mean? We're actually watching the History Channel right now on record mode, what was recorded, and we're watching about the secret of the pyramid. You know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? We're going to this, you know, this subject while I'm waiting for Lady Love to... to pull up some music, and then we're going to play some music. But right now, we're having a chill day. But, me and Lady Love are going to talk on the subject, man, about a soul, man, you know. Like, I think some of the reason that some people really don't appreciate or accept when individuals make something change, a big something happen with their life, it's because sometimes they need to go and check the what's going on with inside of their life soul, what's going on in their life, you know what I mean? Because, like, I once was there before, man. I remember a long time ago, let's see, before I found out any truth about what really went on and happened in my life and how things was when I used to think life was so messed up and bad and stuff, I used to be quick to, like, be angry because I didn't have what somebody had, or plain or better yet, simple words. 1998, I don't want to go there, but 1998, I had been doing music and all that. So you got to look at how many years it took for me really to come out and finally do my thing. You know what I'm saying? Do my music. And you got to look at how many rappers then came and left. How many rappers came and died, and how many been deceased, and how many all that, everything that happened. I could have went around a whole long minute hating everybody I saw on TV when I hadn't started doing anything with my career. You know what I mean? But I can't say. At times when I saw certain people and I saw things, you know, I'm like, you know, I know I deserve to be there. I know my story deserved to be heard. I know my life deserved to be talked about for somebody to hear about what was going on in my life. And I was like, so, what is it that I'm doing different than them that makes me not be able to shine like other individuals was, and, you know, basically based on me saying about why I had to do a soul check with myself, you know what I mean? So finally I was like, okay, I went back, I go and listen to my stuff. I did all the review of myself, did everything I could personally do, you know, anything I could do to try to figure out what it was, to do research and find out why it was I was having this problem that I didn't want to accept myself within my soul of who I was and what my soul reflected when I looked in the mirror. And it's like, I couldn't figure out nothing. So I finally went and I was like, well, you know, maybe I should listen to what these people are talking about in their music. see what they're talking about and see what makes it interesting and what make them shine the way they shine and why was it that, you know, I wasn't where I was at yet, where I knew I was supposed to be at. So I finally listened to people and I'm listening, okay. I was like, okay. All right, it sounded the same. It sounded the same. It sounded the same. But then I realized the difference between and of everything. There was guys that really didn't have too much of a soul of what they were coming out and putting, bringing into the life and bringing into the game. And so therefore, they became, like I said on my song, some people became puppets and voodoo dolls and ventriloquists, you know what I mean? And, you know, I realized the difference. I realized why I didn't get right on back in 2003, why I didn't get on. And listen, I did my best to do whatever it was that I knew it could take for me to get myself known. Until I finally realized what was going on, that I just needed to just find out and just study my history. When I was doing my history about me, I started listening to other people's stories and their songs and music, and I just started going to the point that I was like, man, you know, or I start seeing what how people dress or what people follow, what trend they do and what make them thrill and what make them get excited. And I start saying, man, you know, I understand why it didn't happen for me like other people, because most of them, they didn't even recognize they soul, you know what I mean? So, like, and then that can go another way, looking in to the career of somebody's career. Because if you look at a career, it sounds like it's a long word, but it's really short. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's like, you just sometimes, if you're looking in to looking at a celebrity life, you can be looking from the in, the out crowd, and you could probably just think, oh man, oh that person this, that, and that, whatever, and the third. But you know what people should stop doing is when you see a celebrity or when you see somebody that's done became career oriented, when you done seen somebody that's done changed, regardless of the fact if you got every title on you that tell you you should have been qualified for anything to happen, learn how to accept somebody else that even though they didn't get qualified to do what you're doing, they got qualified to be able to do something. You know why? Because every day, you know, God, they wake up and everybody get woke up by their imaginary alarm clock. I ain't gonna put it in no messed up way, but I'm just putting it this way, like simple and plain. Some people got it a little really twisted, man. Like everybody got a personal alarm clock they wake up off of. And it ain't, I ain't talking about ones that be ringing watches and all of that. I stopped listening to my alarm clock for like, it's been a minute now. It used to be at, what, 6, what, 7, what was it, 7 o'clock a.m. It goes, the stock market went through the roof today. Nobody seems to know the cause. The stock market went through the roof today. Nobody seems to know the cause. And it's just going and going. You know what I mean? So I said, forget it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to get that. That ain't going to wake me up like that. I'm going to just, I want to find my own way to wake up and just, you know, just be connected with the universe and be connected with nature, man, where I could just feel it. And sometimes when you're so connected with nature and connected with so much of the elements of the universe, man, the other people that's looking in, that's seeing you in as you being the celebrity, even if they got titles, they got qualifications, they got certificates, diplomas, whatever it is, anything you got, if there is a problem, if you seem to see a problem with somebody that is career-oriented and doing something and they didn't have to get a title to put across their self, you should be more than willing and happy to accept the person for how good they turned out, even if they came from a negative situation or a bad situation. Everybody is entitled for a change. You know what I mean? The world is so twisted right now, man. You know what I mean? That's why, like, you know, that's why my subject, I'm talking about the soul, man, because I think if more people paid attention to their soul instead of being enslaved, drunken by their soul and just blocking it, it's kind of like looking at a mirror with a plastic bag covered over it. I think that's the soul of a person that's enslaved with their soul and drunken with the intoxication with their soul. They just see blurriness. They see stuff that they just think they see, and then some people, they be like, oh, weirded out. They get weirded out when they see somebody that changed their life. If that person changed their life for the better, y'all should be happy about that, especially people that got titles on themselves. We talking about those titles that be like, you know what I mean, the titles that tell you that you made something happen in your life in society, but in real reality, eyes of society, what are you doing? You letting the dust just get collected on a piece of paper, on a certificate. Man, I got 9 awards on my wall, and I'm going to tell you something. They ain't got no dust on them. Know what I mean? I got certificates on my wall. They ain't got no glass on them, but they ain't got no dust on them. Know what I mean? So, like, meaning that I put it to work. I activated what I was about. You know what I mean? That QuickBooks career readiness for financial records /economic literacy and Money Smart, man, those joints been activated ever since I went and got them. Know what I mean? And that's what I can talk about proudly. It's been activated. It activated when I was in Monroe, North Carolina. I became overqualified to ever work for anybody's business. Know what I mean? So, like, you know what I mean? So, people with them titles and you ain't checking your soul and you think that you can just drink away your problems and all that, I want to give you a news flash of a new commercial that was made by Mr. 239. Keep drinking alcohol, and the doctor gonna be surgically using lasers to chop blood clots from between your body. I'm proud to say that I'm proud to be freely from alcohol, free from all the bondage, free from all the stuff that ever came at me, free from everything that people ever try to do to me, man. Now, I mean, because you know what? I been did a soul check with myself. I soul check myself at night. I soul check myself every day, daily. I soul check myself. People out here in the world that just trying to title and label people because you think that you might be qualified. Qualifying don't mean nothing unless you do something to make an action with it. And, you know, so that sums it up for what I'm going to say for talking about the soul. And I'm going to pass it off to Lady Love and let her reach down in y'all soul, and then we gonna spin some music for y'all when the time comes. But like I said, big ups to the History Channel, Ancient Aliens, and definitely big ups to everybody that's listening to the show, and big ups to my beautiful, gorgeous wife, Catherine Marie Neglaski, the love of my life. Yeah, just basically, man, you know, you reaching out, telling everybody, you know what I mean, like, before, like, kind of like how they say that you should make sure it's your house clean before you try to clean somebody else's. Well, basically, you know, basically saying that, you know, people should try to check their soul before they try to check everybody else with their soul. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, kind of like when people try to judge people and they try to, like, you know, from whatever background you came from and whatever that happened, and, you know, certain people be tagged with titles and they feel that they can, they above everybody, but, you know what I mean? But when you come up, they can accept your, you know,
It's a bloody trail business. 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 Bloody trail business. Bloody trail business, man.
And what do you want?
The abbot told me to come here to learn the monkey fist style.
So you were ordered to come here. Not of your own free will.
Yes, a bloody trail business.
Leave me.
Teacher, it was my choice.
Is that the truth?
I know the monkey fist is difficult.
Because it's a bloody
trail
business.
And that it will
business.
Restrict me as well. But I want to learn.
Good. The technique is most complex. But if you learn it well, you'll beat the rest. It's superior to all other techniques. But you may not succeed.
Yeah. If you think you wow, I'ma hit you with my monkey fist. If you think you wow, I'ma hit you with my monkey fist. If you think you wow, I'ma hit you with my monkey fist. If you think you wow, I'ma hit you with my monkey fist technique. If you think you wow, I'ma hit you with my monkey fist. I'ma hit you with my monkey fist. If you think you wow, I'ma hit you with my monkey fist. If you think you wow, I'ma hit you with my monkey fist. I'ma hit you with my monkey fist.
You know, I guess that you would be the only one who would dare to come here. You've got courage. Before you get a chance to fight with me, you must observe our rules.
Yo, stand out the way. Mr. 239 coming through, getting ready to knock these fake rappers out with my fist like a monkey weight. Yeah, act like you wow. Mr. 239 been know how to come through and drop the style. Welcome to Kino White Lotus Part 2 Bloody Trails. Why everybody thought that they could stop my head and make me swell? Nah, check it, hit you with the monkey fist. Why most of you dudes thinking you can stop everything I've been doing? I've been studying my lessons and my teachings. Why everybody act like I wasn't gonna be able to be reaching? Now I got them going crazy and going bananas. Smack them with my monkey fist. Why everybody be thinking that the dude like me wasn't gonna be able to come among all the nonsense? Yo, I done conquered it. Why everybody act like they could try to come and stop the way that Mr. 239 been rumbling it up quick? Yo, knocking out my opponents with the monkey fist. You don't stand a chance. Why most of you dudes out here thought that y'all could stop the way that Mr. 239 represent? Yo, check it, I hit him with my monkey fist. Why everybody thought that they could stop everything I was gonna bring to the table quick? Yo, I hit him with economic literacy, money smart, QuickBooks, and I'm 32nd degree supreme. Hit him with the monkey fist. While all y'all out there thought y'all could stop everything that Mr. 239 been representing, now everybody sitting around wondering why they grabbing their head. Been known to knock 'em off where they stand. Yo, knocking their balance and making them fall. While everybody do what they can bring it to the 239. Now y'all getting ready to understand what I'm bringing from the top of my dome. Yeah, everybody thought that I was just gonna sit back and stay shaking in my bones. Nah, I just hit them with my monkey fist. I'm inside of the ring. Whoever the competitor wanna come in and try to compete against MR.239, man, I'm hitting you. Yeah, it's the Kino White Lotus Part 2. I'm leaving my signature quoted inside of the instrument. While everybody be trying to figure out the 239 wouldn't be able to come in. Yo, check it, I make them all move quick, just like they move from that hit, moving your feet. Yo, I hit them with my monkey fist. Hit them in their knees and bust them in their headpiece. Next thing you know, they wondering why they felt me. I hit them with my monkey fist. Yeah, this is all that I've been doing, yo. I'm going back into the days like the ancient Buddhist monks. Why all you dudes act like y'all can stop me? Yeah, your ships is sunk. Yo, check it, I'm spitting force that's gonna hit you across your face and ricochet you, break you in two. Just like somebody ricocheting and busting open the glass. Yo, like I'm punching my fist through the glass with the monkey fist type of tactic. Why everybody thought that they was gonna stop everything I was doing? Yo, that's why they jaw is leaking. I hit them with the monkey
now
fist.
That I have chosen you to experience the miracle, you must do as I say and follow my instructions, which are only to study as hard as you can.
But sir, people have said that it's impossible to experience the miracle unless you know the secret fighting, and I don't.
Business.
Your desires seem to be endless.
But sir, I would be most grateful if you could teach me. I want to know it for a good reason, which I'm sure you would understand.
You're a fool. Can't beat me.
Yeah, it's slow that heart technique. One more dude thought that they could stop the way that I'm getting ready to hit them in across their chest and make all the pressure points, make them all fall down. Why everybody be like, man, what is really going on right now? They coming up in a whole bunch of piles, but I'm getting ready to wipe them out. Yo, I'm making them feel like they walking around, and they walk away, take three steps, and then their heart explodes. That's the Mr. 239, yo, the thoughts explode. Yo, I got that major glycerin inside of the barrel. Check it, it's the burnt exploding technique. Always been doing what I've been doing, being able to reach the streets, reach around. A lot of people didn't think that Mr. 239 had the flow that was gonna make everybody start feeling like they aching, bleeding, falling down. Yo, check it, I told y'all this business was what? A bloody trail business. So that means that whatever you put in it, you better be ready to get out of it. What you ready to receive out of it? It seems like some people apply their veins in the game sometimes, and their veins get busted, and red and blue blood vessels open and pouring out redness. Why everybody thought that they could stop everything I was hitting quick? Exploding heart technique. That's my tactic. Heart exploding technique, yeah. Most of these dudes out here, I guess I got them barely able to speak. When it was time for the 239 to represent, man, I've been so live that my head and turn started turning gray quickly. Why everybody be like, man, is that really what he's speaking? Yeah, I turned into Kino White Lotus. Yeah, wait a minute, that's just me. That's my own way, my own position. Why everybody be lining up wondering how many of them I'm getting ready to knock off their balance. Yo, try to come at me, yo, check it. Mr. 239, I'll let you dudes go call out for the siren like it's something violent. Why everybody be like, man, who is that man? Yo, he just hit him with the heart exploding technique, tactic. Yeah, Mr. 239 is smacking these rappers out of the game, breaking them up apart, hitting them with my heart exploding technique. Yo, most of them claim they had a heart, but when it was time for Mr. 239 to spark. Yo, I put on my Keno White Lotus outfit or uniform. Next thing you know, these dudes be like, man, who is that really? Is he really gonna harm? Yeah, word is born. That's I leave my syllable carved inside of your chest piece, inside of your heart. I mean, in your spirit, deeply. Heart exploding technique. Heart exploding technique, exploding heart technique. It's a bloody trail business. It really is.
My lord.
Yeah.
It seems there's others here too.
It's a bloody trail business.
I'm the Shaolin teacher, Sabtak.
It's a bloody trail business.
Lord Kang,
it's a bloody trail
sure
business.
Yeah. You're a vicious swine, so they tell me.
It's a bloody
that's
trail business.
I, see, I guess they're right. Free to you.
Keno White Lotus.
Right.
Port 2.
You'll be the first one to die.
It's a bloody trail business, so if you thinking you're gonna get a whole bunch of riches out of this, you better watch how you apply yourself to make sure that they don't try to split your net, split your wrist, or split your ankles, split you between the places that make you sort of think more. Like, what's the feeling of everything falling apart more? Nowadays, people using people like voodoo dolls, and nowadays, people using people like puppets. What is going on with this? It seems like they summoning too many weird spirits. Yeah, the Mr. 239 getting ready to come through to let y'all know about this sickening business. It's a bloody trail business. Yo, check it. Why you acting like a voodoo doll or a puppet to somebody out there? It's a bloody trail business. Why you acting like a voodoo doll or a puppet to somebody out there? It's a bloody trail business. Why you acting like a voodoo doll or a puppet to anybody out there? It's a bloody trail business. I'll tell you what I mean by that. Once you start giving everybody the inside of your thoughts, everything deep inside of your head, next thing you know, they start feeling you and say, man, I like what he's saying. And what's that? A way for you to gain fans? Well, if it comes to that, I guess my fans are like cosmic rays from another universe or galaxy. It seems like everything that I've been doing, my fan base is still scattered out easily. I guess because the business is bloody trail to me. So that means that if you speak anything you speak, it's gonna leak back to you like a whole bunch of blood that's in the trail and everybody wondering what happened quickly. It's a bloody trail business. Why you acting like a puppet or a voodoo doll? Somebody is getting rich off of what you invent. It's a bloody trail business. Why you acting like a voodoo doll or a puppet? It seems like people getting rich off what you spent. It's a bloody trail business. It's a bloody trail business. Check it. It seems like you gotta kill yourself to get rich. So many people be like, man, you need to put yourself in the casket. So, well, let's see if it comes to that. I did that in the past. I rise up out of a casket in 2004, giving everybody more. Everybody thought that they could stop everything that Mr. 239 pour. I'ma tell y'all how dangerous this get. It gets like trying to follow some dead body parts. Like, imagine a whole bunch of ribs just on the ground and a whole bunch of blood is dragging from them now. And it's like, what is the reason and the purpose? Most people using a diaphragm. It seems like your diaphragm is inside of your stomach. So that means it's a bloody trail business. Why you acting like a puppet? And a voodoo. They hitting you in your pressure point. Hitting you in your pressure point, you know? Keno White Lotus Part 2. Bloody trail business. Yo, pressure points is what they leaving you feeling inside every time they hit. Mr. 239 always gonna be the one to always know how to deal with it. Yo, I've been dealing with it from ever since the time I started my adolescence, all the way up to me being a grown man. Why everybody out like they could stop everything that I've been honing? Mr. 239 is moving. Yeah, I'm hitting every pressure point in on these individuals. It seems like these individuals don't know the half of Mr. 239. I done hit them with. I'm hitting them in they pressure point quick. What most people thought that they could stop off everything that Mr. 239 pour out in the vent. I'm hitting so many people from different distance. Long range, close range, it didn't matter. Mr. 239 got the type of flow to make everybody feel like you. I done hit you inside your medulla oblongata. I'm hitting you in your epiderma. Why you dudes out there thinking y'all can stop me? Yeah, Mr. 239 spit so much flow, it get up inside of your epidermis quickly. And most of the people start feeling the hits from me. I'm hitting them from a pressure point. Pressure point, hit him in a pressure point, hit him in a pressure point, hit him in a pressure point. Mr. 239 is hitting him in a pressure point. Check it. These dudes is blood pressure's getting rise to the top. Don't know when it was time for the 239 to represent, man. I don't ever stop. If you dudes didn't understand, Mr. 239 get ready to smack you across the top. Like my name is Reverend Wop. Oh, Reverend Wop, forget it. Mr. 239 got all these fake rappers out here acting like they on some commercials. When it's time for the 239 to represent, hit you with a pressure point, make them all feel like I walked them out. Why everybody thought they wanna know what I was talking about. Feel it or now. Pressure point, hit them in their pressure point. I'm hitting them in their pressure point. Hit them in the 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 pressure point. I'm hitting 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 them in the pressure point. Yeah, Mr. 239, they hit y'all with the pressure point of your ankle. Traveling all the way up to your knee, yo, and your elbow. Everybody be like, man, is that really live the way that I represent? I done hit these dudes in their pupil of the pressure point. So that means I'm hitting them with Polaroid vision. When it was time for Mr. 239 of 2020 vision. With glasses or without it, that means I'm 40 vision. While you dudes out there thinking y'all can stop Mr. 239, I'm coming in. I'm getting ready to hit y'all and make y'all feel like y'all done feel my 80 vision. Mr. 239 always representing live on this. Another installment, Keno White Lotus. For all y'all dudes out there that understand, I'm getting gray. I spit so hard as hit him with the pressure point. Hit him in 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 the pressure point.
And you want to stay here and practice what you've learned so far.
My inner power.
Just strength.
My inner power.
You must work hard on inner strength.
My inner power.
For that is the advanced Kung Fu.
My inner power.
For chopping, exhale from low down from the stomach.
Yo, check it. I hit dudes in below the belt to make them all sit down and drop to the ground and feel themselves. Like most dudes out here in the game feeling itself. When it was time for Mr. 239 to represent, I told you dudes what I was about doing and delivering. I got an inner power while everybody be trying to figure out the way that dude be representing. It's like I'm on a mission while most of these dudes be trying to act like they can stop the position. Get out of the way, Mr. 239 is around by the way. Why everybody thinking they could stop me, man? It seems like I'm fighting against a whole bunch of clones and a whole bunch of jealous niggas. Just jumping out trying to stop the Mr. 239, man, forget it. Yo, I'm just like a samurai when it's time for Mr. 239, call me a shogun. Using my inner power.
What you've learned so far involves just strength.
My inner power.
But now you must work hard on inner strength.
Word up.
For that is the advanced Kung Fu.
Word up.
For chopping.
My inner power.
From low down from the stomach.
My inner power is to stop people letting people get to me. So what am I doing? That's a trade that's inside of my GUT. Always gonna keep me always on point quickly. While everybody be like, man, yo, is that really what Mr. 239 doing? He's changing from a Chinese man to a Greek man, or however they wanna call it, whatever I'm speaking. It doesn't matter, man, cause I told y'all, man, I'm starting to turn great everywhere. From my head to my toe, from my beard to my nose, from everywhere I go. Why everybody be trying to act like I'm so old? Check it, my flow ancient like a white lotus. That means I'm using so many techniques. Can y'all see me as I jump over the head of the game of the industry as the air technique?
You want to stay here and practice what you've learned so far.
My inner power.
Just strength. But now you must work hard on inner strength.
My inner power.
For that is the advanced Kung Fu.
My inner power.
For chopping, exhale.
My inner power.
The stomach.
Like they said, you shouldn't fight unless you have to, so let's be. I exercise and practice my thoughts, and don't even try to let them get rattled when I don't really want to use my tactics unless somebody forced me to. Well, in this case, I've been forced to do everything that I've been doing. So if you dudes out there ready to come at the missing two, don't know what I'm getting ready to do, get ready to break you. I'm getting ready to redefine the laws of gravity, just like I'm using kung fu, kicking these fake whack rappers out the game, kicking them in their chin, knocking them down. Don't y'all see me up in the air now, kicking y'all down. Yo, Spotify, the not Jews out the valve, made them feel like they done felt the Blast 37. Kino White Lotus.
And you want to stay here and practice
Bloody Trail Business.
What you've learned so far involves
inner power.
But now you must work hard
inner power.
Inner strength. For that,
my inner power
is advanced kung fu.
My inner power.
For choppy, exhale.
My inner power.
Roll down from the stomach.
It's been proven.
I've been waiting a very long time for this.
Yeah, it's been proven.
You can try my technique too.
Yeah, it's been proven.
Where you learn it?
NC.
Not you.
Wherever I be. It's been proven. Mr. 239, getting ready. Let them all know what I'm getting ready to do quick. It's been proven. It's been proven. It's been proven. Check it. It's been proven. Yeah. It's been proven. Mr. 239 getting ready to let y'all know what I'm getting ready to do quick. As I done got inside of the game, most of these dudes be acting like I'm still trying to find a way to get rich off music. Forget it. If this off to that, the music that turned ancient and it's off the shelf, it's just like it's inside of a library. Why everybody be trying to stop the Mr. 239, man, I'm staying live on the MIC. Yo, check it, I put on my White Lotus gear. Next thing you know, everybody be wondering where is he at? Is he hiding? Nah, I'm not hiding. I'm just teaching myself and learning lessons. Why most dudes be acting like they can stop me when I came in? Y'all better not start testing. Mr. 239 is making them lose their air from their chest. When it was the main time, yo, it was the night ending. Putting them to sleep, making them all fall down and try to think that they can repeat. Think that they can stop everything I've been doing. Man, yo, check it. Man, I've been using nothing but common sense. I'm moving through the air while most dudes be acting like they can compare. Thought that I was just gonna be doing this from out of nowhere. Man, let's check it. I take my time to put every sentence inside of the instrument. While everybody be like, man, is that really what he's doing? Have he writ that? Well, check it. I use so many techniques while most of these dudes be sitting back like, man, I can't believe that this guy is still here on the MIC speaking. 37 years old, that means I'm getting ready to bring something to your dome. It's been proven. It's been proven. Mr. 239 is on. It's been proven. It's been proven. It's been proven. It's been proven. I've been in. It's been proven. 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 It's been proven what I've been know what to been doing. Why everybody didn't understand about Word Is Born Record Studios, this was something that was gonna keep on moving. That's the reason why everybody see the signal. It's flashing from far away. Maybe like a mix of a Superman signal or a Batman signal, or better yet, it's a WIB signal. That means that Mr. 239, that's the Flash, that's the hero. Who is the dude in the background doing the Kung Fu flow? That's the Kino White Lotus Part 2. Back in the game, let y'all know this is a Bloody Trail Business. So that means if somebody planning on to make me try to follow the trail of blood, you need to think again, because Mr. 239 is always way ahead of ya. I'm ahead of time. While everybody thought that I wasn't gonna splat their mind, split their mind, yo, I done did my time. While everybody said, man, what was on? Why was it shine? What was it? That was the fluid. I'm using the fluid technique to break these dudes in half. While everybody thought that they could stop everything that the 239 always been using from inside of his past. Yo, now you dudes just trying to figure out what was the situation on. Why was the people following a Bloody Trail Business? Yo, I see nothing but blood on papers when people be signing them. What is the signature? What is the autograph? I guess the autograph is just you putting your John Hancock in between the pad, letting everybody know what you done had and what you done said. Yo, check it. If I was to be the one to come through and smack a dude and put him in the paper, leave him inside the paper, I guess everybody would be like, man, I leave no kind of evidence of it. That's the reason that Mr. 239 has been doing what he's been doing. Why everybody be acting like, man, I've been doing something that wasn't even improving. Check it, it's been proven. 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 It's been proven.
Mixtape. Needn't run. Can't escape from me now.
Word.
Jack Tunyon. Don't you believe that your Eagle's Claw can beat everyone? It's not quite invincible. Hotter techniques, how many years have been rivaled. But today, though, we'll see the end of yours. Well, don't you be too sure. I'm not scared of you. I'm ready to fight you right now.
Good. All right, let's go.
But it's going to be your last fight for sure.
Yeah. All these people doubting on what I brought. Time to hit y'all with my Eagle Claw. Why everybody be like, man, is that what Mr. 239 really exposed? Check it, I'm hitting them across their chest. I'm brick, 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 and making their heart explode. The next minute they walk away and everything is gone. And like death is coming and taking them and snatching them. Why they standing up, yo, Mr. 239 grabbing them. Let them know what the 239 been doing when I've been coming in. I'm handling them, I'm manhandling them. Why everybody be trying to figure out this? Think I had another plan that was gonna get rid of them. Yo, I'ma tell them what I'm getting ready to use. I'm getting ready to use the type of move that's gonna take all these dudes out of the game so quick. It didn't matter what I done did. Man, I done spit with legends and I done spit with the heroes. I done spit with some of them other foes. But it didn't matter cause the Mr. 239 was representing. And I'm getting ready to hit them with my Eagle Claw. Hitting them all with my Eagle Claw. Everybody fall as I use my Eagle Claw. I mean, I stay writing. I wrote from ahead of my time. I write tracks at an early time just to be ready to fight again. Why everybody be acting like they can stop everything that I brought in? Yeah, 239, King of White Lotus. Yeah, y'all better stamp it quick. Part 2, Bloody Trail Business. Meaning I'm gonna keep screaming that out, because until people listen to what I'm saying, I'm about to get deep inside of the pockets of the corporate. Check it. For a Bloody Trail Business, sometimes the corporate business can do some kind of things to you and make you feel like it's another repeat of Fairy Tale-istic or Broken Promises. When it was time for Mr. 239 to represent, most of these dudes getting home from me speaking the truth, and I keep it honest. Why y'all looking? Yo, like I said, I hit them with my Eagle Claw. My Eagle Claw. My Eagle Claw make a contender fall. My Eagle Claw make a contender fall. My Eagle Claw make them all fall. My Eagle Claw make them all fall. My Eagle Claw, I make them all fall. Yeah, Mr. 239 gon' make sure that I take them all out at the time. Yo, they all gon' fall like a whole bunch of dominoes. When it was time for Mr. 239 to drop his time. Yeah, most of the dudes thought that they could stop me from being inside of the place doing my thing. Yeah, Mr. 239 represent blowing in and letting everybody know what's going in the same. When you be trying to figure out how people gon' stop trying to use you like a puppet. And let's see, all the thoughts and everything get you a little twisted. Make you wonder about how many times they gon' be signing checks and how many they gon' go in your pocket. Well, forget it, if it was left to me to make money off this music or becoming rich, everybody be dead from it. It's a Bloody Trail Business. It's a Bloody Trail Business. It's a Bloody Trail Business. It's a Bloody Trail Business.
I hit you with my eagle claw. I hit you with my eagle claw. I hit you with my eagle claw.
Me right now. That's called I'll hit you with my eagle claws. It's a bloody trail of business, man. Man, I don't even know why you act like that every time you listen to that stuff, man.
I've been to the fire.
morning. We'd just like to thank you for choosing Dodge's store. Gas up, get a little something to eat, and be on your way. Enjoy the drive. Good morning. We'd just like to thank you for choosing Dodge's store. Gas up, get a little something to eat, and be on your way. Enjoy the drive.
Hi, I'm Nick from Nick's Cigar and Wine. This is our North Miami Superstore. And we've got something really special in here for you. Our new cigar and wine bar, which is located right next door. When you walk into our cigar bar right away, you'll notice the atmosphere. It's a very casual, relaxed setting featuring a selection of over 30 beers, many fine wines, and the friendliest staff and patrons. It's a great place to sit with friends and enjoy one of our cigars. And you can even test your golf skills on our state-of-the-art golf simulator, so you can hit the links rain or shine. The cigar bar is right next door to our cigar superstore, which features over 1,500 varieties of cigars. Please stop by and see us at one of our three locations, and we'll help you visit our new cigar bar in North Miami Beach. I'm Nick from Nick Cigar World. Smoke and a
Yo, y'all know what to do.